Jason Gauthier will serve his fourth term as chief of Missinabe Cree First Nation following elections for chief and council that were held August 17. Gauthier earned 149 votes, defeating Elder Gloria Harris, who received 95 votes. "She was a respectful opponent," Gauthier said. "It can be pretty tense, but it turned out to be a healthy election." Serving as chief since 2013, Gauthier is proud of the partnerships he and council have established in recent years. One of those partnerships is with Watco, where negotiations remain active in establishing the Bear Train, a project that would get passenger rail from the Sioux up to Missinabe territory near Chaplot. Also sitting atop Gauthier's commitments as chief includes building a long-term care home behind the Davy home. "It's a project we're really excited about," he says. "We're still doing our financial due diligence, which takes some time, but we've been accepted for the beds." Other to-do items include closing negotiations with Almo's Gold in Dubreuilville, as well as working with the Ontario government to resolve a land claim. "Because I have some experience and background, it was good that the community will have me continue those projects," he says. "We have lots of stuff going on." The election result means Gauthier will serve as the longest-standing chief in Missinabe Cree history, which he doesn't take for granted. "I've always said the challenges we have are cleverly disguised opportunities," he says. "We don't have as many challenges as we've had in the past. We're moving forward in being an extremely progressive First Nation in many ways, and I'm thankful we have a good council to rely on." Meanwhile, Yuta Horn, Lois McDonald, Leslie Nolan, Joanne Pezzo, and Dakota Solier were all elected to council on Wednesday. Nolan and Pezzo both served as councillors last term.